94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. Green Day taking us through the morning with When I Come Around from Dookie. It's Orlando in the car with you. Still raining. According to Papagano, he says no worries because by noon the skies will be clear. You know, around this time last year, I found this beach in Babylon called Cedar Beach. When my friend Jamie told me she was picking me up and going to Cedar Beach, I ran out to get sandals because I hate walking on rocks and shells of the North Shore. The only Cedar Beach I knew was Mount Sinai. Turns out there was another Cedar Beach in Babylon. It was awesome. Set up with like 20 volleyball nets like Top Gun. They had a beach bar, very generous with their pours with drinks, and they had live bands on deck. Now, first night I was there, I had way too many tequilas. I lost my keys. I ate an entire pineapple pizza, and I hated life the next morning. But I could have saved the $30 on beach shoes if I had the Newsday fun book. They've got a comprehensive beach guide in the fun book. I mean, look, I've lived on Long Island in both counties most of my life. I lived in Ronkonkoma. I lived in Franklin Square. I never knew about Cedar Beach in Babylon, and that's why a subscription to Newsday honestly does make sense. First of all, there's something comforting about reading news on something other than a phone. Hearing the pages crinkle is American, but subscribers to Newsday get the fun book, and it's got a whole list of what's going on everywhere on the island. Now, to celebrate its 25th anniversary of the fun book, Newsday's letting me give you a chance to win either a $100 gift card or a choice of two tickets to any Jones Beach show this summer, with the exception of maybe five or six shows. So we're going to hear more from Wade Boggs next, and then we're going to give you that shot at Jones Beach from the fun book. But right now, let's get the white stripes on for Greg at Seven Nation Army on The Shark.